This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back here to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Hollywood and Crowder here along with you. Jimmy and Dan Day back in the studio. We are at Buckets and Bets. So we got here, Crowder, four games going on all simultaneously at the moment.
Wild.
We got a great event here, and we're going to be here all weekend long. So come out and join us. And by the way, if you have not signed up for the Hard Rock app, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. So that is up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot there. Duke just won by 50. That game has gone final. I don't want to jump the gun here. I know, Dan Day, you have headlines for us, correct?
Of course. I'm ready.
Go ahead, Dan. Okay. What do you got?
We got the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 500 new Volkswagen models in inventory, like the Alto, the Atlas, and the Tiguan, and the Taos. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Heat, losers of 9 in a row, take on the Rockets, winners of 8 in a row, tonight at 8 o'clock. Emin Thompson is expected to play for Houston.
Yeah, I don't feel very confident in this game, fellas. I'm not going to lie to you.
But they are due. They're due.
Has a gazelle ever been due to beat up a lion?
It's a good one. Did you just make that up or no?
Just made it up.
Really?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know if you just made that up, but you got me. That's good. That was good. That's pretty good.
Houston. I just watched Houston the other night. I like those. I like those.
They're good.
Late games though, yeah. Where like the kids are in bed. You know how it is with kids. So I can just sit and watch a game.
I wake up at 5 in the morning, man. I don't watch late night games, unfortunately.
I forgot about your schedule. Yeah,
I haven't seen late night TV in a while. I don't even know who's on anymore. Is it like Jimmy Fallon and who? I don't even know who's on anymore.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Kimmel maybe.
Kimmel on. Dan doesn't sleep. Dan probably knows better.
Yeah, they still have, what's his name? Colbert. They have Myers on. They have Kimmel.
Yeah, Chris Myers, the little heavyset man.
Heavyset man?
Heavyset. Thinking of the English guy.
He's gone. What's his name? He's retired. He's moved on.
Oh, he left?
Yeah, he was good, though. He was good.
I like the little heavy set. Yeah.
The English guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Get to the carpool karaoke.
Accent. Yeah.
That's the only time I see it is I catch it on like a viral YouTube video.
Yeah, so Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy
what do you
Kimmel.
Got?
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, Myers, the later night show. Yeah, okay. The Canes baseball team got crushed 14-1 by fifth-ranked FSU yesterday after Spo threw out the first pitch. And game two of the series is tonight at 8.
I just have to bring Spo into that.
Because he threw out the first pitch. Very important on this
show.
Do
the milkshake still taste good at Mark Light?
Spo jinxed him. We have a whole thing because Hawk's thrown out two first pitches, and he really thinks he can pitch now.
Hawk has thrown out two first pitches.
Yep. Marlins and the Canes.
Did he reach?
He
really?
One was a strike, but it's 36 miles per hour pitch. It's like a little rainbow.
As long as he reaches, though.
Yeah, it's like off speed, I guess.
Respectable, I suppose.
All he has is off speed.
No speed.
All right.
Sergei Bobrovsky, he got his third shutout of the month as the Panthers down the Columbus Blue Jackets 1-0 in overtime. They're also getting Brad Marchand ready. He should be by and playing by April 8th. Next up, the Capitals, tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
We're leaning very heavily on the Panthers right now to save our town.
Extremely.
Yeah.
And with Marchand playing, Kachuk come back from injury and all that, it's cool. if he's going to play before the playoffs, I think it might be good to get him in the lineup and just see. But, yeah. Bringing in Marchant was a three-month rental, but if he can get us another damn Stanley Cup, I'm down.
It's one of those things, too, with Marchand. If he plays in 50% of the first two-round playoff games, then the pick goes from a second pick to a first-round pick to the Bruins. So if you get up like 2-0 in a series, just bench him. Don't play him anymore.
Sit him down. Listen, Bill Zito is not dumb. But you know what? Bill Zito is right up there with Riley in my mind right now. The moves they make, what they've done, their record precedes them. I'm cool with whatever decisions they make.
Can you believe they won a championship before the Dolphins won a playoff game?
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy, but great management and extremely talented team.
Makes sense.
Take over.
Coco Gauff advanced yesterday at the Miami Open. Of course, play continues over the next week or so.
You into the tennis?
I go there because I have the restaurant.
Right. Yeah. How's that going?
It's going well. We had to move our locations for the Miami Open because how they set it up. But we're doing.
What's the top seller? What's the hot dish that you guys got going right
we
now?
We have a filet mignon sandwich.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like I want a burger. Or do I want a filet mignon sandwich? And then a lot of people go with the filet mignon sandwich.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We got pepperoni pizza fries. Do very well.
Okay. The filet sandwich sounds. What do you put on it? I'm just curious. What else are we talking here?
I really don't know.
No, it's good.
Yeah, no, they have a bunch of. We have a bunch of different sauces. You know, Chef Adrian, who's like a famous chef down here.
Yes, I know.
So we partner with her. So like, I leave the kitchen to her. I kind of do the marketing.
Okay. And you just taste.
Yeah.
And if it's good, it's good.
I eat the hell out of it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So we have a Wagyu burger. We have a. Fried chicken sandwiches off the chain, too. It's like we call it a notch up from stadium food.
I like that. I like
notch
that.
Notch up from stadium food.
Elevated stadium food.
That's what we do.
I watch a lot of Food Network. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Love the Food Network.
Yeah, if one of those crazy dudes come in to try to, what's it called, kitchen? What's the guy?
Restaurant Impossible?
Yeah, and
we had dinner with him at the Food and Wine thing, Robert Irvine.
Tell you what you're doing wrong.
Oh, Bar Rescue?
Bar Rescue. I did a cooking class with Irvine there.
Yeah?
At the
he's awesome. He was really cool.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he's great. He really was.
Storm.
Yeah, he does.
And he opens up for me to cuss. So I was like, I'm not going to cuss in front of these people. He walked up and hit me with an MF. I said, okay, game's on. MF, let's go.
He really did. He was, Anything else, Dan?
Yeah, ESPN's most recent mock draft does have Cam Ward going number one overall to the Tennessee Titans. And they now have the Dolphins taking Texas cornerback Jahdae Barron. The draft, of course, is April 24th in Green Bay. That's when it starts.
So I will tell you, Mike Florio told us this morning that the Titans are locked in. I think it was the term he used, locked in on Cam Ward. That's okay. Tennessee's a good, nice place, Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville.
You like
very
Nashville.
Cool. I just left Nashville. I love Nashville. Cool place to be. And I honestly, no bias because I'm in Miami, Hollywood. I believe Cam Ward is the best. He's better than Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
He's the best quarterback. And Jackson Dart and all them, I've watched them all. Cam Ward is about to be an NFL starter for 15-plus years.
Why do you think it's so hard to evaluate the quarterback position? Like, why do we have a situation where, Bryce Young goes first? And, like, what or Jaden Daniels? Like, why do you have these situations where they miss so badly?
Bryce Young.
And not to say that Caleb Williams won't be good or okay, but, like, Jaden Daniels is so good.
Caleb is going to be good. I think
you
he's
think
in
so?
A bad situation. Caleb can.
I don't know, though, man. They put some weapons around him.
They put weapons around
him. But he's not the other guy.
But he, yeah.
So how do you even explain that?
They have to. It's why they have all those damn meetings. And that's the funny thing, too. I just talked to somebody about this where, like, why do they have to meet with the guys? Watch film and you have to, just watch film and see what they do on film. I'm like, no, you have to see what this person is like. Because if you ever, when you met me as a 21-year-old coming out.
Not good.
You would literally say, this dude is a lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, something's wrong with
him. But that's okay, right? Lunatic is good sometimes.
And at linebacker, I guess it is there was coaches that did say, hey, my linebacker likes to get in street fights.
Yeah.
Okay, that's no problem. But Caleb Williams was on the pivot. Jaden Daniels was on the pivot. A lot of these guys, I meet them personally. And you can almost see, the maturity of Jaden Daniels. Then we talked to Dan Quinn. Then we sat down, you know, we went up there, Terry McLaurin, and we talked to, what's the tight end name, the old white dude, Zach Ertz.
Okay.
And you talk to guys about guys, and they're like, no, bro, Jaden's different.
Yeah.
Jaden's different, and you start hearing it. So I think the talent, the on-field play is one thing to watch, and I've seen Cam, and I think Cam has the strongest arm, most accurate arm over Shador, over all Jackson Dart and all these people they want to bring up. But also, I talked to Gino, I've talked to Joe, I talked to people, DBJ has been around Cam.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, no.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
And I think at quarterback, it's bigger than, like you're saying,
yeah.
Oh, a middle linebacker is kind of crazy. Okay, call the defense and go hit the A-gap, big man. A quarterback has to have that cerebral side, too, and I think it's hard to evaluate the cerebral side of one of these young guys, especially with the coaching. Because I got coached coming out. They were like, listen, everybody's going to try to upset you because they think you're a crazy alcoholic that gets in fights all the time. So when they're going to ask you about partying, they're going to try to get you mad. And the Dallas coach tried to get me mad, but I knew what he was doing. If I didn't have coaching going into the combine, I would have cussed him out. But they were like, hey, somebody's going to try to upset you to see how mad you get because they think you have an anger management problem. Okay, no problem.
But you work through it.
Joel Siegel, amazing agent. Joel Siegel, Tom Shaw was my trainer in New Orleans. They set me up for success during the recruitment process.
Dan, do you have anything else?
Yeah, on the weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations, 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is mostly clear in South Florida. That means you have a slight chance of rain. Temperature is going to drop to the mid to low 60s tonight.
Wow. That's nice.
Beautiful.
Anything else, Dan?
Nah, we're great.
All right. So that's Dan Day's headlines there. Do you believe the prototypical quarterback is important, too? Because I really don't want to do this to go back to our draft, but, you know, some of these quarterbacks that have been taken recently are not the prototypical. Like, you saw Bryce Young out there when he was standing next to his lineman. He looked like he was a peewee football player.
The water bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you believe that?
The size.
That matters. Like, do you need a prototypical quarterback? I also think nowadays you need a quarterback that's mobile. I don't think you can win with a guy that just stands there.
No, I think that's proof. I think the mobile size is bigger than the 6'5 stuff.
Okay.
The guy that can move and that can, you know.
And you don't have to be like a guy like, you don't have to be Lamar, right? Like, you don't have to take off and run for 100 yards a game, but you do need to be able to extend plays. And I thought especially you've seen it the last few years in the playoffs really a lot, right? Like Mahomes, you know, who doesn't run a ton during the season, he turns it on in the playoffs. Josh Allen, obviously.
Yeah.
Those guys turn it on in the playoffs. You've got to be able to move a little bit.
Just look at the top teams. Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. But Patrick Mahomes, I don't think people give him credit for how athletic he is.
Yeah.
Extending those plays. Andy's going to call those run plays. Nobody thinks he's going to come off that back edge. He comes off the back edge. The only guy that's different is Jared Goff. Jared Goff is not like athletic like that. But if you watch, he still can move a little
bit. Yes, he can.
I don't need, to your point.
He's big, too. He's a big body.
Big body dude.
Yeah.
I don't need a Lamar Jackson. I don't think they make those. I think they make one of those about every 10 years. The last one was Michael Vick.
Yeah, you guys just talked to Joe Burrow, right? Was that recent? That was recent, right?
Yeah.
I saw your clip from that, and I saw a few clips, actually. I thought his stuff was really interesting.
He's
is he like, though? Because he had a little another clip on like Hard Knocks where he bought a Batmobile. I thought it was like one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
He's like emotionless.
Yeah?
Like, it's like every question he doesn't answer or doesn't think off emotion. Everything is well thought out and strategic, which is probably good for a quarterback, where it's not like, oh, third and 10, I got to make something happen. I think he goes into every play saying, okay, there's going to be a post and there's going to be a crosser on the backside. I'll see if the safety jumps it. Like, he seems very, like, analytical, maybe Asperger-ish a little bit, where, like, the emotions are never going to take me over. I just do what I want to and make the right decisions.
Now, you never had Tua on there, did you?
No, we've asked for Tua.
Not going to happen.
I don't think so. We asked
Why?
For Tua.
You know what?
We got Raheem Mostert. We asked for Tua. We got Tyreek.
Yeah.
We asked for Tua, and then we got stood up. No,
how
we got Mike McDaniel.
How
we
can
got
you Mike operate? McDaniel how can you operate that way when your quarterback is it just lives in a bubble?
How can that
be? Like,
I respect them protecting him.
Why, though? Why do you need to protect him? You just pay him $250 million. You really need to protect him?
you know that he can't deal with that, or he's not going to be in. It's out of his realm. No, Hollywood, I'm with you. I understand.
But
what
that
you're
to
saying,
me goes with the whole package. Like, if you're going to be the quarterback in a big city like this,
yes,
you can't just be a hermit. Like, you can't just be in a shell and just like shut off the world.
You can if that's what's
But
most
maybe if you win, like
what's most
it's different,
advantageous
but.
For you. And I think most advantageous for Tua is to not have that attention, to not have the media, to not have that. You have to understand your guys.
Maybe if people knew him a little better, they'd feel a little differently. I don't know.
I'll give you an example. When we went to, like, the rookie showcase, my 05, my rookie year, went to, like, the rookie showcase. We had to go to all these little card signings. What's the card? Tops and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All those cards.
Yeah.
And things. They would send me, and Ronnie was the number two pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you met Ronnie. Ronnie's charismatic. Ronnie's nice. Black is an amazing person. Matt Roth was the second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
They met Matt Roth and talked to him, and they were like, we're not sending you to represent our team. So they would send me because they know I'm going to laugh and joke, and, you know, I have stories to tell. Da, 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 da. So they would send me and Ronnie, and they'd skip the second round pick and Matt Roth because they knew Matt is not capable of doing this. Mm-hmm. He's not very bright. He was a big, dumb, you know, Iowa guy that just likes stopping the run, and they were like, this is not advantageous. If we send Matt Roth to these events, he is going to embarrass himself. So let's send Ronnie and Channing, who are already friends, who play in the SEC. So it's the most advantageous thing for Matt and the organization. That's how they deal with Tua. Tua is not going to thrive in those one-on-one sit-down interviews, so why would we make him do that? We've been around him. We know him. We see him. We see him in interviews. We see that he's
nervous. I just thought it was part of the deal.
It's,
you know, you're a $250 million quarterback in the city of Miami. I don't know, man.
That's not.
And like you know, they post that video the other day where he's out at that palm tree club or whatever, and Solano was talking about it yesterday, like it's some big deal or whatever. And it's like, yeah, because it's the first time we've ever seen the guy out.
He's out there looking uncomfortable in that video. Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
He's offbeat. He's nodding his head offbeat to the music.
Like, maybe he doesn't like that music.
You have to know who you're dealing with. Certain guys can deal with it. Same thing with Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas. I just go back to references that I know people know.
Yeah.
JT could talk to anybody. JT would give you ask him a question, tell you the answer, and be cool. Zach's not going to say a damn word to anybody.
I got you.
I've been begging Zach to come on shows and do things. Zach,
no, he doesn't want to. I know.
When he retired, he does not like media, so why would you?
It's also not a $250 million quarterback, though.
Zach ain't hurting. You see Zach's house?
I know, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, we got to go to break because we're not getting anywhere here. Oh, we got to go to break.
Don't make guys do what you know they're not good at.
All right, fair enough. We'll come back. We're coming to you live from Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino here in Hollywood. Buckets and Bets, come out and join us. You can get your tickets right at the door. We got games. We got a buffet. We got all you can drink, all you can eat. So come on out and join us. We will be back with more Hockman and Crowder after this on QAM.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
It's a different energy when we get in there. One of our fans and around the fourth, they played what's the song? Papayas?
Hock and Crowder.
All right, Crowder, that is going to do it for us here. That's going to bring it into the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And I'll tell you what else is on tap here. A lot of college basketball. We got buckets and bets going on here at the Hard Rock. I don't know about you. Step inside. Catch some of these games here. See if we can't lose a few more. What do you think?
Oh yeah, you got to check this. If you like basketball, if you like sports, you got to come check out Buckets and Bets. So I'm gonna step inside. I got family here. I got friends here. We're gonna hang out for a little bit. I might sneak out. Florida plays at 6:50, so I might have about 30 minutes to go hit this roulette table and come back. So I'm gonna be philandering around Hard Rock for a large part of the night.
I just want to tell you this. If Norfolk is able to pull the upset, it would be the greatest thing in the history of sports. It would trump, like, USA beating Russia in 1980. It would just be the greatest thing ever.
Why would you bring that up? You got a little hater in you, Hollywood.
I do.
You like to hate on. You know, I hear you and Joe all the time, man. Leave Florida alone.
Well, if you guys survive today, UConn will have you be the next round.
You just got us set up to lose.
Hopefully, we'll see that on Sunday. All right, that's going to do it out here at Buckets and Bets. We'll be here the rest of the weekend. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Come out and hang with us. Thank you to Jim Tree Crawford, Jimmy and Dan Day back in the studio for Crowder. I'm Hollywood. Have a great weekend. Hopefully, we'll see see you out here at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
I'm about to hit him in the head.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.